Islam has a problem. That's what we're repeatedly told. Extremist Muslims want to kill us all in the name of Allah, jihad, and 72 virgins. It's their religion that drives their terrorism, the faith that causes the fanaticism. Well, that's the conventional wisdom, at least. But as is so often the case, the conventional wisdom on terrorism and terrorists is wrong. Yes, some of the people who join ISIL, who blow stuff up, who kill in the name of God, really think they're doing it for Islam. They believe they're holy warriors. But most aren't motivated by religion. Don't take my word for it. Listen to what Professor Scott Atran, one of the world's leading experts on radicalization, told me last year.
If you dialogue with these people, if you look how they actually move into jihad, which is what we do, it's very interesting. There is very little discussion of religion.
How about the folks at MI5, the British Domestic Intelligence Agency? An MI5 study found that a large number of those involved in terrorism do not practice their faith regularly. They're religious novices. Just take the recent Paris attacks. Two of the attackers, the Abdussalam brothers, sold a bar they owned in Belgium 6 weeks before they went on their murderous rampage in France. Bar owners don't exactly fit the jihadi image that you have in your minds, do they? In fact, I'm no Islamic scholar, but I don't remember there being a verse in the Quran saying, go forth and fight the jihad, but only after you've sold your bar. How about the Kouachi brothers, who shamefully targeted the staff of Charlie Hebdo? Younger brother Sharif went to the mosque, yes, but went clubbing, made rap music, smoked hash, drank. He couldn't differentiate between Islam and Catholicism, according to a friend. Then there's the two British guys who went off to fight in Syria and who ordered two books off Amazon before they left, and they weren't the Holy Quran or the collected sayings of the Prophet Muhammad. They were Islam for dummies and the Quran for dummies. Remember, religious novices or dummies. Talking of novices and dummies, don't forget the Tsarnaev brothers either. The guys behind the horrific Boston bombings. The elder brother became pretty puritanical, but the younger brother was a dedicated pot smoker who liked listening to rap music and drinking with friends. I could go on and on, right back to 9/11. Some of the 19 hijackers, remember, were reportedly spotted in strip clubs in the days and weeks before the attacks. That's the thing about so-called religious terrorists. They tend not to be all that religious. So if you truly want to understand why people are joining groups like ISIL, you're going to have to go beyond religion.